I'll just ask you to just catch hands with each other if you don't mind. I know there's some people that are battling some afflictions, whether it's flu symptoms or just sickness. I'll just call it the devil, all right? Because I know our God's a good God. I know He's the healer of mankind. I know that the healing is the children's bread. I know that when two or three of us are gathered together here, that He's here. I know that when we agree on this earth is touching anything that we ask, it shall be done. So maybe somebody's on your heart this morning that's not doing so well today physically or just even emotionally. Maybe there's someone that you're very concerned about. I'm just going to ask you to lift up your voice in the name of Jesus Christ. Agree with me. I believe that there's a corporate anointing in this house. And when we agree and we proclaim and we declare and we take authority over the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, the devil's got to go. Sickness got to go. Disease got to go. Torment's got to go in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up this family of God to you. We lift up our brothers and sisters. And Father, we thank you that healing is their bread. We thank you, Lord God, that the stripes that you laced upon, that were laced on your back, that, Lord, they are healed. So, Lord, we decree and we declare in the name of Jesus your healing power to be manifested in each and every one here, as well as those that weren't able to come today because of sickness. We command it to go. We bless the Lord, all our soul, all that is within us. We bless His holy name. He forgives all our iniquity and heals all our diseases. And we believe it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, give Him praise for your brother and sister's healing. Give Him praise that you're healed. Give Him praise. Ah, He's worthy, church. He's worthy. Hallelujah! Woo! Oh, He's a good, good God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, man, go ahead, brother. I'll step out of your way.
Holy Ghost.
I appreciate you folks so very much, so very much. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and be seated. We're going to receive communion this morning. Hallelujah. I was going to do it at the end of the service, but I think the stage is set to have communion together. I was working on something here the other day, and I felt the Lord wanted me to encourage you with a confession of faith over your life, over your family, and over this house, those that will come to this house and be joined here. So I'm going to tie what I want to minister on in with a faith confession. And then we're going to take that in. I've never done this before, but that's all right. I like to walk on water.
Amen.
And I'm going to tie this in with your remembrance of the Lord. Because when we partake, when we drink of the cup, when we take of the broken bread, we understand that body was broken for you. We understand that there was stripes that He bore. He did it just for you. That's the love of God. He became my sin. And He didn't know sin, but He became my sin, and He became your sin.
Hallelujah.
So that you and I could stand right and righteous and holy and just, totally forgiven, totally accepted before our Father God, who loves you and sent Jesus Christ just to bring you to Him. Oh, how precious that is. In Proverbs 28, verse 1, I'll try to go quickly. It says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. I want to talk today as we minister the Word of God, I want to hit you with something I know you're well aware of. I know you know it. You could probably preach it a whole lot better than me. But I think sometimes some of the foundational things that we understand, we know, we rely on, we live in, we walk in, sometimes cracks form. Sometimes we get overwhelmed with circumstances, with things in life, with opinions, with maybe things you've heard that maybe are not quite as accurate as you'd like to think they were. And sometimes we get cracks in that foundation. I'd like to try to fill some cracks in, if that might be you. And maybe this message isn't for you. Maybe it's for somebody else. But I believe that the Word will bless you. I believe that it will not return void. And I believe it'll accomplish what it needs to do today in your heart, my heart, and in our hearts together. Can you say amen to that? So, the righteous are bold as a lion. New Testament, we understand that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We know that. In Psalm 119:40, and Randy, if you need a title for the message, it's called Revived in Righteousness. In 119:40, it says, "Behold, I long for your precepts." That'd be us. "Revive me in your righteousness." Amplified says, "Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me renewed life." Aren't you glad he fills our mouth with good things and renews our youth like the eagle? There's a lot of things that need to be accomplished and done in a short amount of time in your lifespan. I want to encourage you to allow him to renew, to revive, to renew you with new life. The Passion Translation says, "Let your righteousness revive my spirit." Hallelujah. I believe now is probably the best time in history. I can't speak too much beyond 70 years. But I do believe you and I live in a critical time. I believe that, if nothing else, this is our last days. I believe that he's coming back, and it's probably a little bit sooner than some of us think. But you and I were born for such a time as this. You and I have grace for this season to run our race. And that grace will be sufficient for you to do what God's called you to do, what he's anointed you to do, what he's appointed you to do, the assignments, the will, the call, the purposes of God. I believe boldness, or if I could say it this way, confidence is needed in the church, or if it doesn't increase in the body of Christ, I believe that we could be pushed out by the enemies of righteousness. I don't want that to happen in my span. I don't believe you do too. We've seen that. We see what's going on in so many places throughout the nations. We understand that we're just seeing end time events unfold right before our very eyes. In Proverbs 28:1 in the Amplified, it says, "The wicked flee when no man pursues them, but the uncompromising righteous are bold as a lion." This word bold meaning to trust, be confident or sure, fearlessness, freedom of speech, daring, courageous, brave, fearless. In the Hebrew it means to trust, to be secure, hallelujah, to feel safe, to be careless, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can you shout amen? And if God be for us, what does it really matter what's against us?
That's right.
So now to get you into a confession, and I don't want you to take this wrong, but these are the words of the Spirit of God through the man of God, through the Apostle Paul. He was speaking or ministering to the church here at Corinthians. So please don't get offended at what I'm going to read. And if the word offends you, you need to spend time at his feet. Can you say amen? In 1 Corinthians 6, I'll start verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Question. Do not be deceived. This is not a day or an hour for any one of us to be deceived and to water down the gospel. Thank God the gospel is the power of God still unto salvation. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revelers, extortioners will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty plain and simple, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Verse 11. I love the way he gets their attention and then he draws it back to the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, I'm saved. I don't know about you, I should and I deserve to go to hell. I know you guys were all perfect, I wasn't. And I know that my God is alive and he's a redeemer and he snatched me out of the pit. I've seen the pit and I don't want anyone to go to the pit. Understand that I believe that there's power in the preaching of the cross, in the preaching of the gospel, in the ministry of the Holy Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe you are a powerhouse for this day and this hour in the earth today. And I'd like you to agree with me. Can you say amen? Verse 11, it says, and such were some of you. So he's addressing the church. You know, guys, you were a mess. Now, I know this probably doesn't relate to any of you folks here, all right? So just look at your neighbor and smile. But you were washed. Hallelujah. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The Amplified says it this way, and such were some of you once, but you were washed clean, purified by a complete atonement for sin and made free from the guilt of sin. And you were consecrated, set apart, hallowed, and you were justified, pronounced righteous, by trusting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit of our God. Now, Young's translation, I believe it's a very, very quite accurate translation myself. It goes back into the original. It says in verse 6, it says, and certain of you were these, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were declared righteous. Church, you've been declared righteous. Can you shout amen? In the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God. Now this word washed, if you go to Revelation chapter 1, I want to read verses 4 through 6 to you. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. When we do this in remembrance of what he's done for you, church. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and the Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So you were washed and you were sanctified. Go to John chapter 17. Thank God for this word of faith, church. Hallelujah. John 17, verse 16 through 19, the words of Jesus in his prayer here. He says, Now they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What is truth? As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them, where?
Into the world.
Now don't tell me you're not sent. Every one of us are sent.
Amen.
And God still loves that world. Can you say amen?
Yes.
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified through thy truth. And here's a real popular one for those of you that are married. Ephesians chapter 5, 25 through 27. As we look at that, I know I've used this text quite often doing marriage services. But if you look at it in verse 26, it says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Why? That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish.
That's right. Amen.
He's talking to us. Now, we're justified. Say, I'm justified.
I'm justified.
So Romans chapter 3, verse 24 says, and being justified freely, say freely, by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. In Romans 5, 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then again in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood.
Yes.
We shall be saved from the wrath through him. Now I wrote this, and you can agree or disagree. By grace, through faith, by the power of the shed blood, we are justified.
Amen.
Let me read that one more time according to those three scriptures that I read to you. By grace, through your faith, by the power of his shed blood, we are justified.
Yes.
We are declared, we're made righteous. Now, this is your confession. If you'd like to confess it with me is after I read it to you. And then I want you to be real bold, and I believe there might be a few folks in here that need encouraged in this, and that's where you're going to come in. So I'll kind of walk you through it, all right? Well, let me read it to you first. I am washed clean. I am sanctified. I am totally justified, made righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. Now say that right after me if you don't mind, if you can.
Yes.
Please don't if you don't want to. There's no pressure here on you. I am washed.
I am sanctified.
I am totally justified.
Made righteous.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit of our God. Now stand up. I want you to go around and connect with each other, and you're going to speak to them because you're the ambassadors of this day and hour, and if you can't do it in this house, you'll never do it out there. You understand where I'm coming from. So just loosen up. We're family here. We love each other. Amen. If you don't love each other, you need to come to the altar today and repent. Because I believe that how can we say we love God if we don't love one another? And I believe he didn't say this is a great suggestion and I think you ought to love each other. He says this is my commandment that you love one another. So find someone and just kind of, I want you to point to them and I want you to say this to them, your brother and sister. Point to your brother and sister and say, you are washed clean.
You are sanctified.
You are justified. You've been made righteous. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In the name of Jesus. Washed, sanctified, justified. That's who you are, church. Can you shout amen? Now let me say this as we I ask the handsome ushers and gentlemen who hand out the communion elements to do so, if you don't mind. You guys will know who you are when I said the word handsome. All right, amen. Amen.